Hi there. The word for you today is, you can approach God with confidence. In Matthew 27, verse 51, the Bible says, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now, one day a year, on the Day of Atonement, if you want to know what atonement means, you could say at one meant, it makes us one with God. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would go beyond the thick curtain in the tabernacle into the holiest of holies. That's where God's presence was. So what qualified him to go there was the fact that the blood of a sacrificial lamb was covering the mercy seat under which rested the Ark of the Covenant. You ask, well, what was in that Ark? Good question. The Ten Commandments, which, by the way, all of us have broken. God arranged it like that. Why? So that the only way he could look at the evidence of our guilt was through the blood of the Lamb. Isn't that great? Now, fast forward to the cross. The Bible says Jesus finally gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. You say, what's significant about that? Everything changed for us for the better that day. In spite of your failures, you can now come into God's presence, knowing that your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus, and confidently ask for whatever you need. Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace. Do you need grace today? Here it is. We will find grace to help us when we need it most. Your acceptance with God is guaranteed when you approach him saying, I come in the name of Jesus and on the merits of his shed blood. It works like a credit system. You are in Christ, the Bible says 31 times. So by being in Christ, you have a perfect credit score. So even when you feel inadequate and undeserving, if you ask in faith, believing, God will give it to you, quote, for Christ's sake.